Well, here comes the part of the show that some of the people have been waiting for. Actually, last night at the Boulder Theater. Boulder's a very traditional town, as a lot of you know, and a lot of people just fled for the exits when these guys came along. Because they're so modern, you know, they have the electrophonic instruments. But as you can probably see, if you look around the stage, these are not the modern kind of nouveau electrophonic instruments. They're the old kind, the kinder, gentler sort. I don't know if the guys who play them are exactly the kinder, gentler sort, but they're with us. And we're stuck with them, I guess. We thought it was a great idea when we first discovered them. We were driving through the little border town of... we stopped at a place called... the Eat Cafe, that's right. I almost forgot. And they were there learning songs off the old jukebox. And it's the kind of jukebox that just didn't have anything by people named... no Garths. Zero Garths. Lots of Merles, and a lefty or two, and Hanks, lots of Hanks all over the place. And that's the kind of music I was going to say they grew up with, but I don't know if they actually have ever exactly grown up. They've gotten older, and actually don't get to see them play ever. It's really kind of a shame. I have some of their records, actually, but usually backstage, you know, have a lot of things to do back there. Have to call Todd Phillips to talk about, you know, presidential things, you know. So I'm so busy I don't get chance to see them, but I understand they're kind of entertaining and they do play that old kind of music if you like that sort of thing. It's like they say in the Bluegrass Unlimited reviews, this is a great record, this is exactly what you want if this is the kind of thing you like. They're so polite in that magazine, it's great. They're just a great cheering section for all of us and we appreciate them. Pete Kuykendall just turned 60 and we're proud of him. Al Knoth has been on the radio 28 years in your ears. We're proud of him. Let's hear it for Al. All right, and a lot of good radio people here tonight, I have to say. It's a great, great radio area, it's part of the country. I don't know if they're ready yet. One thing that's often said about, California is probably where a lot of this kind of person, the yuppie, lives. Stands for young urban professionals. And this is the exact opposite of these guys who are old rural amateurs. Hey, you guys almost ready? All right, it's about time. All right, let's make them welcome all the way from Wyoming, Montana, Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers.
Mighty fine and a great big Hattie. Thank you so much, really enough. All right, folks, how you doing out there? All right, you doing okay? Mighty fine. I'm Red Knuckles.
And we're the Trailblazers!
Hello, I'm here a little late today. Tonight.
Sorry, Red, I was busy.
All right, folks, I'm Red Knuckles, and they're the Trailblazers. Here for listening and dancing pleasure for the next 12 and a half or 13 minutes, depending on how long it takes Hot Rods to relax. As you know, they get really tired of singing so high, so silly how high they sing. And playing so fast, with the twangy-wangy, that's kind of scrapey kind of stuff that they do.